With that school bell ringing, we welcome you back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this school, we've been studying the Assyrian exile of Israel. And we've come to 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. And here we read in 2 Kings 17:17, that they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, to provoke him to anger. I want you to notice that expression. They sold themselves to do evil. And we'll return to that in just a moment. You may want to turn in your Bible to 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. And while you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. And I especially want to call your attention today to those Wednesday evening Bible studies. We send out the publication, House to House, Heart to Heart, to every household between Biola and McMinnville, because we love our neighbors. And this little publication is just filled with good, wholesome Bible teaching. And on Wednesday evenings, we are studying that publication like we would study out of a Sunday school book. Now, we're studying the Bible, but we're letting that publication guide us through our Bible studies. So if you get that publication in the mail, bring it with you when you come to the Bible class on Wednesday evenings. And if you don't have a copy with you, come on anyway. We've got extra copies. And we'll be working through the lessons and the questions and such as things that are found in that publication, and you'll find it a very rewarding Bible study to do it. We call it our Community Heart-to-Heart Bible Studies. Now, that is on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock at the meeting house of the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let me read to you again that text from 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 17 and 18. They caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, and used divinations and enchantments, and sold themselves to do that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and to provoke him to anger. Therefore Jehovah was very angry with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Let me read to you from Elam's notes. And these notes are from material he prepared for the Sunday schools of May the 4th, 1924. And on that expression, they sold themselves to do evil, he writes this: they sold themselves to do evil. The figure is drawn from the fact of men selling themselves into slavery and giving themselves entirely up to do the will of their masters. So Israel sold themselves to do evil and wholly served their master. You know, sin is a cruel master. Satan is a terrible master. And we need to be free from that slavery to Satan and to sin, and become rather servants unto righteousness and Christ. How much greater it would be to serve a master that loves us and respects us and wants us to do well and do our best. And he would buy us and free us from a master that would enslave us and demean us and cause us to do that which is evil. And so we want to be servants and slaves of Christ and not sell ourselves to do evil. And there's in verse 18 where it says Jehovah was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Elam writes, this verse says that because of all the foregoing sins and transgressions, God was very angry with Israel. God's indignation was aroused, and he removed them out of their sight in the places mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 17 in verse 6, and brought all this upon themselves. As stated in the introduction, Judah remained for about 136 years before the Babylonian captivity. And then we're requested to read Proverbs 1, 20 through 23. And that reads, wisdom crieth aloud in the street. She uttereth her voice in the broad places. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, at the entrance of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And scoffers delight in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. If only Israel had heeded those warnings. Now the Sunday school lesson for May 24th, 1924 is almost to a close. But right at the back, there's this little poem by one identified as Keble, K-E-B-L-E, Keble. And it reads like this. Heroes and kings obey the charm, withdraw the proud, high-reaching arm. There is an oath on high that ne'er on brow of mortal might shall blend again the crowns of earth, nor in accordance cry. Her many voices mingling on one tyrant lord, one idle throne. But to his triumph soon he shall descend who rules above, and the pure language of his love all tongues of men shall tune. Nor let ambition heartless mourn when Babel's very ruins burn, for high desires may breathe. Overcome thyself, thou mayest share with Christ his Father's throne, and wear the world's imperial wreath. Now we'll turn the page in our Sunday school book, and we come to a Sunday school lesson prepared for the Sunday schools of May 11th, 1924. And the title of this lesson is Jehoiada's Victory Over Baal. We're going to go back. We looked at the history of northern Israel. We're going to be looking at some of the history of southern Israel now. And this lesson on Jehoiada's victory over Baal is one that may not be very well known. It is such a fascinating story that takes place here. Jehoiada was a priest of Jehovah. He was a priest of Jehovah in Jerusalem at the time that Baal worship was in Jerusalem, and Baal worship almost crushed out the line of David. You see, God had promised that it would be of the seed of David that a Messiah would come, and God would set up his kingdom. Oh, if Satan could only destroy that line and eliminate the possibility of a Messiah coming. And that almost happened in Jerusalem. The wicked queen that was not of Israel, but a worshiper of Baal, slew all her grandsons so she could become queen. She thought she had slain them all, but Jehoiada, that priest, saved one little baby. And he took him to the temple and raised him in secret. And when the time was right, he brought forth this heir of David and the legitimate heir to the throne. And the people of Israel had been so oppressed under this wicked queen that they deposed her from being queen. And she dies shouting, treason, treason. But David's throne was reestablished in Jerusalem. The seed line was spared. And through this little child that Jehoiada saved, through the descendants after that, Jesus would then be born. So it's quite an interesting story, and one that is not as fully known as it should be. Jehoiada's victory over Baal. I want to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. In fact, on looking at this, I'm going to read the entire chapter. That's 2 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 21. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons that were slain, even him and his nurse, and put them in the bedchamber. And they hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. And he was with her hid in the house of Jehovah 6 years. And Athaliah reigned over the land. 2 Kings chapter 11 and verse 4. And in the 7th year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the captains over hundreds and of the chariots and of the guards and brought them to him into the house of Jehovah and made a covenant with them and took an oath with them in the house of Jehovah and showed them the king's son. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that ye shall do. The third part of you that cometh in on the Sabbath shall be keepers of the watch of the king's house, and a third part shall be at the gate sure, and the third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep the watch of the house, and be a barrier. And the two companies of you, even all that go forth on the Sabbath, shall keep the watch of the house of Jehovah about the king, and ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapon in his hand. And he that cometh within the ranks, let him be slain. And be ye with the king when he goeth out and when he cometh in." 2 Kings chapter 11 and verse 9. "And the captains over hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they took every man his men, those that were to come in on the Sabbath and those that were to go out on the Sabbath, and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest delivered to the captains over hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of Jehovah. And the guard stood, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar, and the house by the king round about. And he brought out the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him, and clapped their hands and said, 'Long live the king!' And when Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the house of Jehovah, and she looked, and behold, the king stood by the pillar, as the manner was, and the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and cried, 'Treason! Treason!' And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, 'Have her set forth between the ranks, and him that followeth her slay with the sword.' For the priest said, 'Let her not be slain in the house of Jehovah.' So they made a way for her, and she went by the way of the horses' entry into the king's house, and there she was slain." 2 Kings 11:17. "And Jehoiada made a covenant between Jehovah and the king and the people, and they should be Jehovah's people, between the king also and the people. And all the people of the land went into the house of Baal and brake it down, and his altars and his images, and in pieces, they brake it in pieces thoroughly. They slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars, and the priest appointed officers over the house of Jehovah. And he took the captains over hundreds, and the charities, and the guards, and all the people of the land. And they brought down the king from the house of Jehovah, and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house, and set the king on the throne of the kings." And so we'll follow this with our next lesson.